It's the season of Masha Veruach, so it's already, it's good that every year review some of the halachas related to Masha Veruach. So first of all, of course, there's a fundamental difference between Masha Veruach on the one hand and the same Talmud Matar, which we haven't started saying yet. On the other hand, Masha Veruach is known as Gvuras Gishamim, and the same Talmud Matar is She'elas Gishamim. She'elas Gishamim is a request for rain. So that will start here in Eretz Yisrael in just another little bit, a week and a half or so. Gvuros Gishamim, so that's an Atzad Gibor. We're saying Hashem is Gvura. That's Shevach. It's not a She'elah at all. We're not asking for rain yet. We're simply praising Hashem for the fact that He is the one who brings rain. His great power, His awesome power, Atzad Gibor. So in that bracha, we discuss all of Hashem's great power, and one of the manifestations of that is the fact that He's the one who controls the wind and the rain. So this has several ramifications. One is what I just mentioned, when we start saying it. There are others as well. For example, what if you mention tal, but not matar? Here in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to say morid atal during the summer months. Although those who dive in Osach Ashkenaz and Chutz La'aretz do not do so. So let's say that I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm used to saying morid atal, and I accidentally say morid atal instead of Masha Baruch morid ageshem. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're yotze. You don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei for that. As opposed to, let's say, when it comes to She'elas Gisham, if I would just say V'sein Tal Levracha, or something similar to that, and not V'sein Tal U'matar Levracha, Tal is dew and Matar is rain, so then I'm not Yotze. I'd have to repeat. And the difference for that is, the Mishnah Berurah says, because when it comes to She'ela, you have to really ask for what you really need, which is the Matar. When it comes to dew, so we're praising Hashem, and He's the one who controls all the moisture, and He controls the whole cycle of nature. So if you mention tal, it's not the best, but it's good enough. That's already good enough, and you're yotze. So that's why here, for those of us who are used to saying morid atal, it's only once a year that we have to repeat Shmon Esrei if we forget to make the change. There's another difference as well, and that is when it comes to, let's say, an area that needs rain. Let's say you have a drought, and it's the summertime. So can you go ahead and mention rain? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you don't. And if you ask for rain, if you mention Masha Veruach Morid Geshem, in this case it's flipped, during the summer months, so then you would repeat Shmon Esrei. You can't praise Hashem for something which is not a bracha at that time of year in general. Even if in your particular location it would be a bracha to have rain right now because it's a terrible drought. So if it's a terrible drought in the summer and you say Masha Veruach, you shouldn't have done that, but you don't repeat Shmon Esrei. On the other hand, if you say V'sein Tal Matar, if you ask for rain, you don't repeat Shmon Esrei. Right, so Masha Veruach, in that case, you would repeat Shmon Esrei if you said it. Did I say it reverse? But if you ask, if She'elas Gishamim, then since you really do need the rain, you would not repeat Shmon Esrei. And finally, another difference is, what if you forget to say Masha Veruach Morid Geshem or V'sein Talmud Matar Levracha? So when it comes to V'sein Talmud Matar, so if you forget to say it in Birchas Hashanim, you say it in Shomea Tefillah. Shema Kuleinu is like the catch-all Bakasha Bracha. So you can say V'sein Talmud Matar there and you're okay. When it comes to Masha Veruach, that's not the case. We assume that you cannot say it in Shema Kuleinu because it's a Shevach. What does a Shevach have to do with Shema Kuleinu, which is the catch-all bracha of Bakasha? The truth is there is a Yerushalmi which says that you can say Masha Veruach in Shema Kuleinu, which is a little hard to understand. So Soloveitchik explained that the Yerushalmi refers to it as Ritzui Tefillah, that even though it is phrased, Masha Veruach Morid Geshem is phrased as a Shevach, as a praise, there's no request there. Nonetheless, the function of that praise is to pave the way for our Bakasha. And therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, you'd be able to say it in Shema Kuleinu. However, the Babli disagrees. We don't hold like that La'alacha. And if you skip it in the second bracha, you need to repeat Shmon Esrei. Again, if you said Morid Atal, you don't have to. But otherwise, you would have to repeat Shmon Esrei, and Shema Kuleinu is not going to help. There is one thing you can do, though. Let's say you skip Masha Veruach, but you remember before the end of the bracha, so then you could just say it at any time before the end of the bracha. Let's say you're already finishing the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem mechayim emesim. Oh, I forgot Masha Veruach. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that as long as you didn't start the next bracha, atah kadosh, you can still say Masha Veruach right then and there. That preferably toch kedei zibur, but you can, as long as you didn't start the next bracha yet, so you can still stick in Masha Veruach. The Mishnah Berurah notes that there were poskim who disagree with this, and therefore, if you did say Mechayim Esim, and you didn't start the next bracha, you should say Masha Veruach, and then just continue. However, if you remember when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, I've had people who this happened to. They remember right there. Baruch Atah Hashem. Oh, now they remember. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should say, Lamdeni Chukecha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk in Tehillim. So that's not a, you didn't say the bracha of Mechayim Mesim yet, you didn't say a bracha of Atala, you didn't do anything wrong. We would ideally like to just stick random psukim into the middle of Shemona Esrei, but it's not considered a hefsek if you didn't do so on purpose. So that's not considered a hefsek. So Baruch Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, and then you're still in the middle of Atzal Gibor, and then you say Mashav Aruach at that point, and then conclude the bracha. Have a wonderful day.